This show is brought to you by
6 years old, maybe productions.
Yo, crew members.
Heyo.
Ho. I love hitting buttons.
Yeah, it looks like fun. I just look over there and I'm like, oh, pretty colors.
Yeah, for real. Hey, yo, dude, it goes purple, red, and then I wait till the right moment, light purple, and then we go from there.
Yeah, you got your process.
Absolutely.
God damn, it's good to be back in here. It's good to be back in here, and the plan is to be back in here for the long haul.
Look, we're going to try our best, but, I mean, obviously life is life, so, sometimes things happen.
Yeah, we're gonna be kicking it as a twofer for a while. Ant's got some shit he's got to sort out.
So he's gonna keep that outro.
He's gonna keep the outro.
And we get got to do some. We get to keep the smooth.
Kids got to do some sort of work in here. But man, we're finally back to an original episode.
Yes,
I like it. Not just news.
It has
not
been
just
a
some...
hot minute for one of these, dude.
Yes. So why don't you tell the people? Why am I getting blown up? Why don't you tell the people what we doing?
All right, so a few weeks ago, I did decide to throw out on the I'm on the wrong goddamn
Oh, I see your Twitter, and yes, I still said Twitter. Don't nobody call it X.
I mean,
let's be real.
Look,
it's still Twitter.
It still says Twitter.com. All
right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. My bad. Nah. So the on the CGC, I was like, hey, what is everybody's most OP weapons? Like, yo, what did y'all love with video games, like the most OP weapons? And I mean, we got some good ones, because we got
you want to hit them at the end just in case we have crossover with the ones we picked.
That's actually a great idea.
I don't want no one stealing our thunder before
No. You're right. We'll 100% do it like that.
This was a little tough for me only because I had to combine and I had to do like my favorite OP weapons. Because if I just went OP, like, there were some that, like, I used that were definitely the most OP weapons I ever used, but they didn't necessarily bring me the most joy, or I didn't, like, have the most fun getting them or anything like that. So I had to combine, like, which ones were OP, but were also, like, my favorite to use or my favorite to acquire. So I kind of went that route.
I ran through the thought of the games that I've played, well, the games that I just really, really loved. And I'm like, okay, which one of those games are shooting games? Apparently a lot. And then I'm like, all right, cool. Which one of those do I love? So I'm like, okay, I start scrolling through some. And yes, guess what? One is from Borderlands. That was going to be a given.
Yeah, we know.
We figured, okay? we all figured. Shit, I know.
The world knows.
Yes.
The man ain't nothing if not predictable, ladies
Thank
and gentlemen.
Thank you. But then it was also checking out like some other ones where I'm like, oh fuck, I forgot about that gun. Oh yo, that joint was that
did make this kind of tough. Yeah.
And then I'm seeing some people use things that I wouldn't expect to think of as weapons per se, just because of the style of game.
I felt that way too. And if neither one of us pick, well, I know I didn't. So if you didn't pick one of them, I'll bring that up later because it's one that someone probably picked it here.
Alex from Spaghetti Town, yeah. Yeah, he has one on there.
Without looking, can I guess?
Sure.
Is it from Mario Kart?
Yeah.
Blue Shell?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually did not look at that. But the more I thought about it, I was like, my brain never even went there as a weapon.
Oh, but see, then, but, see, then the, but I'm saying the same thing.
But then the second you say that, and then you'd like step back for a second, you're like, makes fuck, it is. And boy, is it OP as fuck. Because the second you get that thing, it's curtains for everybody else.
You know exactly where it's going.
Well, do you want to start it or do you want me to start it? You want the honors?
Yeah, once I clear all this nastiness out of my throat.
What's your, and how many did you? You did three, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. What's your number three?
All right, we're going to get the Borderlands out the way. It's not.
Your Borderlands is number three?
I didn't do it like that. I picked three. I didn't sit here and place didn't. Them.
Oh, I placed mine, but that's fair. Okay, so we know this is Wes's number one.
Very well could be like 1.5, you know what I mean? Like 0.7.
The fact that you went Borderlands, I feel like I know what it is.
What you got?
I think.
What you got?
Well, it's two that I'm thinking of. Conference Call or, and now I'm forgetting the name, but it's, oh my God. Yeah, I'm clapping. I'm trying to clap it back into my head. It was conference call, and it was one that you got from, like, you could spam kill, it was a pistol. You could spam kill this dude. Fuck, I don't even remember his name. There was this dude, this giant dude that, like, you could go into his spot, you would walk up these stairs, his throne was in, like, a skull in a cave. And you could, you had to cross a bunch of skags to get there. It was basically like a pistol that damn near had unlimited ammo. It did fire damage.
The Infinity?
Is that what it was called? Maybe.
I mean, there was one called the Infinity. I believe that was Borderlands 2 for that one. But nah, so the first one you said was, that was my pick.
You could have fucking conference call. You could have stopped me before I made myself sound like a fucking asshole.
No, because I wanted you to do that for the sole purpose of, I didn't want you to sit here 20 minutes from now talking about something completely different, and then you're screaming out like Unkempt Herald or or fucking like Infinity.
And there were different types of the conference call, right? Like, didn't you have like a caustic conference call? And,
yeah, so okay. I'm picking the one from Borderlands 2. You know what I mean? That one specifically, because what they did in Borderlands 3, it was nowhere near as good.
Okay.
Like, I mean,
they probably realized it was too OP.
Oh, dude,
too.
They nerfed the fuck out of it, and it, oh my God, it was so bad. Like, nobody wanted to use it anymore. Mm. But yeah, so
tell the people.
So one of the great things about this weapon was that, I mean, number one, like you said, with the elements. So it was shock, incendiary, corrosive, and slag, or just straight up kinetic, just straight up just bullets.
Yeah.
And the great thing about this thing is that it never stops ricocheting. Once it hits something, it'll continue to ricochet between things until it finds nothing to ricochet against.
Yeah.
So once you pull the trigger three or four times, you just basically have a wall of bullets just moving. I mean, dude, and again, with the skags, it was the best one for the racks.
Mm-hmm.
Because the racks were always a pain in the ass to shoot with, like, anything else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Assault rifles were too slow, you know what I mean? Or they're like, the dolls, they were way too fast. You couldn't even track them. Like, I mean, it was just hilarious that a shotgun was the best thing to use against an aerial
enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were two unpredictable flyers for sniper rifles and shit like that.
Yeah, so the way that you got this weapon was you had to fight one of the element vulnerable large bosses who was called Bunker. So he was the giant spaceship that would, like, even though it was flying around, he had to, like, take out, like, certain spots.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you mean, so that, because that's when you found
up
out
on the
that...
Up on the top of the roof, right?
At Hyperion headquarters.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's when you find out about Angel being Jack's daughter.
Yep. Yeah, and that was one of those bosses that you probably had to do it a couple times because you got a shitload of loot.
Well, I mean, that and also you wanted to have the best version of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you wanted the one that was like plus 32 or plus...
Yeah.
You know what I mean, 64 and shit like that.
If you didn't get it that way, you had to hope that you had a nice friend that knew how to dupe it for you. Which, yes, we did.
We had a bunch of them. We knew a handful of guys that could do that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, dude, that gun.
Great weapon.
Once I finally, you know, like once I finally got the version of it that was working perfectly for me, the rest of that game didn't mean shit. Because, dude, we would run all of the Borderlands 2 DLCs. And we would do all the major boss fights, and we would just clean house with that.
That was easy.
Clean house.
Yeah, it's definitely an easy button weapon. That's for sure.
All right, so apparently you decided to go 3-1 or 1-3. So how about you go ahead and tell me.
I went 3-1. So in third place for me, a good old energy sword from Halo.
I knew you were doing that one. I was really hoping I would hear it.
Yeah, so the first appearance technically was in the very first Halo, but you couldn't use it. It was usable in Halo 2. So, obviously, what's the most fun about it? One, it's capable of one-hit kills on most enemies.
Yep.
Most enemies. It could usually blow through, and the ones that it couldn't kill in one hit, it would usually blow through their shield in one hit, and then you would need one more follow-up. I think they said, if I've read somewhere correctly, that if you're using it like in the story mode, you had enough energy in that thing to take out, like, 80 flood before it would be depleted. And I forget what the number was for something
good
else.
Fucking God.
I didn't use it in the story mode much, but in multiplayer, in multiplayer, I used it a lot. And basically, that's how you would acquire it. If you're going to play in story mode, you just got to take it off a covenant, kill a covenant, use it. If you're going to use it in multiplayer, usually they're stashed in certain spots. You got to find it
like,
first.
I and that despised. Was... Like, see, I hated playing multiplayer with Halo so much, mainly because of dealing with you.
People like me?
Yes, yeah. People like you with running the, you mean with running like the OG fucking Xbox.
Yep.
With the big Duke fucking.
Yeah, the big Duke controllers with the black and white button. Yeah, you damn right.
Dude, I, oh my God, I wanted to beat the fucking shit out of you.
Multiplayer, I did my fair share of deathmatch and team deathmatch and stuff like that, but when I really got in my fucking groove was playing Capture the Flag, and I was a nightmare for people because I would make sure, now, it was a crapshoot because everybody wanted the energy sword first.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted, if your checklist, it was either one or two or flip the other way around, whether you wanted the energy sword or the rocket launcher first. Everyone wanted one of those two.
Yep.
If you could get both of them, great. I would always go for the energy sword first, and I would just play defense because I knew exactly where the flag was. So all I would do, there was one, unless you flew into like the top area, there was only one way that you could come in. I would just stand on the inside of the door, like behind the wall, wait for people to walk in, slice, get back. Like, that's all I would do. And occasionally I would move around because then that person would be like, hey, there's a dude
right here
chilling behind the wall over here. Well, he's not there now. I would, it was my favorite. It was my absolute favorite.
Dude, like, people like you were the reason I never got to fully experience multiplayer with Halo.
I learned and did a lot of chooch shit when I played that game. Like, I'm talking that dickhead that, like, I forget. There was a map that I don't remember what it was called, but it was incredibly small. Okay. It was blue. Everyone would meet in the middle. It was like a square platform in the middle, and then I believe there were, like, four offshoots that would take you up to this little thing. But the map was really small.
Okay.
And these wars would pop off in the middle. And I remember, once I saw someone do it for the first time, I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I used to have people hate me. I would throw a sticky grenade in the air, have it land back on me, and then just run into the crowd of people.
Yep.
Blow everybody. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I used to love that. People hated me for that.
Hey, man, your KD was fucking nasty, though.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And what's crazy is, as good as I was, there were people thousands of times better than me. Mm-hmm. Where, like, people were looking at me like, dude, how are you killing all these people? And then I'm looking like, dude, I don't know how this dude's got 20 deaths and no kill, or 20 kills and no deaths, and I haven't even found anybody yet. Like, yep. Makes no sense. I don't have as much information on the energy sword as I do my next two, but just because there's really not much that goes into it. Like I said, there's not some long quest you got to go through to get it. You just got to, multiplayer, you just got to get to it first.
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved it. I loved it. There was a lot of weapons I liked in that game. The Needler was cool. It was just...
Needler took too much. I mean, like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought it was the coolest looking weapon.
I loved it. I loved the Needler. Like I always thought it was a fantastic weapon.
But, like, if you weren't dual-wielding them things, you didn't have a shot.
No.
But, all right. What's your next one?
All right, so my next one, I am going to Destiny. Ooh. Mainly the first Destiny.
Okay.
And you can get this gun from doing the Rise of Iron, which is like a main, like a multiplayer type of thing. But I am talking about Gjallarhorn, the exotic rocket launcher.
Oh, you're gonna have to tell me about this because I'm not up on Destiny.
Okay, so just to give you a little bit of this, Gjallarhorn is commonly regarded as by the player base as one of the most overpowered weapons in Destiny, especially during the latter half of Destiny 1 Year 1. So the very first season, essentially, that they, I mean that they did like online multiplayer thing. The weapon was considered to be essentially required to play higher level activities. For example, many of the posts from Year 1 often included phrases like Gjallarhorn required in order to be able to run. And we're talking about a rocket launcher. A rocket launcher. That's it. But so it shoots out these special packs called Wolf Pack rounds. And wherein the rounds fired from this weapon split into tracking cluster missiles upon detonation. So you pull the trigger, it shoots out. And then it has the main detonation that pops. And all of the little mini warheads are trackers. They're all homing missiles.
Oh, shit. That's dope.
Dude, this gun, like, this is the only one I put on here that I never actually had because I was never good enough at multiplayer to be able to get this particular weapon. I never did, like, Hav and Mike and Dan, you mean, they, dude, they grinded the fuck out of multiplayer to get this thing. And I just couldn't do that. I could not. I was just so bad at it. You know, Halo just scarred me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I need to go to therapy for. Just talking about my...
You got
my,
a lot of unresolved issues from Halo.
God, dude, I really do. I'm not happy with this. I'm not happy with talking with this.
I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but for me, that was my first... That was my introduction to online deathmatch, was Halo. Like, I played, like, obviously I played things like GoldenEye locally with people, but that was my first, like,
so I didn't even,
Xbox Live experience, like, with people.
Like, I played online, but I played, like, actual PC, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, I would pick up some fucking Battlefield game or something like that, and then I'd be running that shit. You know what I mean? Like I would do that. I remember Noodle and Bill. They used to fucking Noodle. I haven't said his name like that in a while. They used to run SOCOM.
I remember that game, but I never played it online. That game was legit back in the day.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that game was just PC. I don't think
it was on PlayStation.
It on console?
It was on PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
Let me check it out. I'm pretty sure it was on console at some point because I didn't play a lot of PC games, and I played SOCOM. Let's see.
But, yeah, so that weapon, which was, like, the thing was so fucking bonkers, man. I hated it because of how good it was. And I just hated it even more because I could never get it. But it was absolutely OP. Insanely OP.
Legit. So maybe I played SOCOM 2, because SOCOM 2 was on PlayStation 2. So I don't know if the first one was on PlayStation as well, and I just played the second one. Who knows? But okay. I do know I at least played one of them. Oh, I just like closed my I closed my notes. So for me, my number two is from the Elder Scrolls universe. Is called the Umbra. One of my favorite weapons I've ever used in a video game before, and one of the coolest things because
was it in Oblivion or
so the first place. The first place you can see it is Morrowind, because there's actually a Bosmer warrior named Umbra that uses this weapon, fully decked out in, like, this nasty ebony armor. I didn't play Morrowind, so my first experience with it was Oblivion.
Okay.
So a little bit about the weapon itself, which is why it's so fucking sick. So the base damage is 28, which doesn't necessarily blow you away, but it does pretty good. It's one-handed, which I love, because... Give yourself the shield option or just magic hand if you want it. But it being one-handed is legit. But the real power comes in the fact that it has a soul trap ability. So you can soul trap for 120 seconds. Now, when you collect souls, so if you kill something and you trap their soul, you put it into these soul gems. You can collect these soul gems, and then you use the soul gems to... You can use them to both create custom enchanted items or recharge depleting enchanted weapons. So if you've got, like, a weapon that does fire or whatever, you can recharge your weapon. This thing soul traps for 120 seconds. That's 2 minutes real time right there. So it's nice. Now, if you also get... It's not required, but if you do another mission and get this thing called Azura's Star, Azura's Star is a reusable grand soul gem. So if you have both of these things... You can keep every fucking weapon you want to use powered up, no problem. The entire game. And it's a Diedrich artifact. That's what I love. You have to do a quest at a Diedrich shrine to get it.
Okay.
So the way you get it, there's a Diedrich prince named Clavicus Vile. So you go to his shrine, you have to give him 500.
Number one. What, Bethesda.
Name? The names?
Bravo.
Right.
Bravo. Can you please say that name for me again?
Clavicus Vile.
Clavicus Vile.
Yes.
Shoulder, fucking shoulder blade, fucking vile.
Yes. Yeah. Well, technical, clavicle, clavicus. I mean, it's your clavicle. This is clavicus. So close.
I mean, that's why I said it.
Yeah. So you find his shrine, you give him 500 gold. That's how you start the mission. And he asks you to find the Bosmer warrior Umbra, get the sword, bring it back to him. You don't necessarily have to do that because he wants the sword. So you can do it a couple different ways. You can go. Now, this fight is hard as shit. The second you go there, Umbra, she basically tells you, you really sure you want to do this? Like, you can turn around and leave now. And that's an option. And some people do that and they never return to the quest. Some people leave, wait for her to turn around if their sneak's high enough, and then they try like a sneak kill, do some dirty shit. But if you decide you want to fight.
That's a smart way, though.
If you decide you want to fight, it is a fight. Once you prevail, you get the Umbra, plus you get her entire suit of ebony armor, which is so fucking sick. When it comes time to go back to the shrine, you can either choose to keep the sword or give the sword back, and you get this artifact called, because every Dedra shrine you do is to get an artifact at the end.
Okay.
His is the Mask of Clavicus Vile, which is a helmet that gives you plus 20 personality, which if you're someone that's like trying to do a lot of bartering, trying to get certain things, I guess that's helpful, but with what the sword can do for you, I would never take that fucking mask.
Okay.
Ever.
I understand.
You can get your personality high enough anyway just by talking to people and all that shit. It takes a little more time, but you can get it up. That's what she said. So, yeah, the Umbra.
You can do it.
Yeah, the Umbra is fucking nasty. Now, I'm pretty sure if you are somebody who doesn't care. Now, it doesn't work for me because the incomplete shit would drive me nuts. If you're someone that doesn't care about having an incomplete quest, and this isn't main quest line, this is just side shit, so it has no impact on what you do during the main storyline. Like, you can finish the main story and never touch these things. If you never go back to the shrine after you get the Umbra, it's got no weight. It's weightless because it's technically a quest item at that point. So you can just freely carry it around, and I'm pretty sure you can just freely use it. It's not until, but you'll never get the, like, the quest is complete shit and, like, mark that one done. So I couldn't do that. So it does weigh 45 pounds, which is pretty fucking heavy. It's pretty heavy.
It's a big-ass sword.
Yeah, especially for a one-hander.
Yes.
Especially for a one-hander. Like, I can't imagine swinging around a 45-pound sword with one arm. But yeah, the Umbra. It was gonna be, it was a toss-up for me between that and there was another weapon called Mehrunes Razor. But
we'll I read a handful of articles that had, you mean, like OP weapons, just to kind of get the idea of what regular world would say, as opposed to just us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, dude, that's,
I love that weapon. That weapon.
I knew nothing of it.
Your favorite one, I think, and probably most other people, just because it does some funny, it's got a funny name and it does some cool shit, is the Wubba Jack.
The Wubba Jack.
There's a weapon called the Wubba Jack, which basically is like a free-for-all staff. You don't know what it's going to do when you cast a spell on somebody. Like, you could literally cast a spell on somebody and set them on fire. You could then use it on the very next person, turn them into a fucking mud crab. You have no clue what's going to happen. Like, it's wild, bro. It's wild. But I also think that can go the other way. Like, I think you could turn, I think you could turn, like, a meek enemy into, like, this big, gigantic thing. And you're like, ah, fuck.
So, yeah, turn into a fucking,
like, that weapon, fucking
dragon.
That weapon's just cool.
That is so fucking wild, though.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's dope. All right, what's your last one?
All right, so my last one, I went into a Bethesda game myself. I went into the Fallout 3 world.
Oh, I know what you picked already.
Go ahead.
The Fat Man. But is it the Merv? Yeah. If anyone's going to pick the Fat Man, it's going to be the Merv.
Experimental Merv. Yeah. So this weapon was... I didn't even know. Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
I could have fucking cheated and I didn't.
Yeah, you could have cheated. You could have cheated, motherfucker. So this was a weapon that you can get in Fallout 3. The experimental Merv is a unique Fat Man, which is just the regular Fat Man was a gun that was able to shoot a mini nuke. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the main thing about it. I mean, it was able, but it only shot one.
Now it makes sense because you're talking about the Merv, but I love
that sentence.
I just love how you just acted like that's just nothing. Like, it's just this thing that just shoots a mini nuke, like, whatever.
I mean, in Fallout 3, pretty much. That is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, dude, that there were mini nukes everywhere.
Yeah.
So, the gun could be found at the bomb shelter area in the National Guard Depot, which, you know what I mean, that was always fun to go ahead and be around. I remember, I want to see if, what the fuck does it stand for, Merv? Like, I know.
You keep talking, I'll find that out.
Okay. Yeah, because that's going to bother the fucking shit out of me.
My brain already tells me that the M stands for modify, but I'm not sure.
Modified
incendiary radioactive. I was gonna say vegetable. I can't do it. But all of a sudden, I knew no V words.
Violin, like you could have like said anything.
It was vegetable or vagina, and I a modified incendiary radioactive vagina. That's going to be a superpower in the next Marvel movie. Vegetable. You watch.
Can I make that the name of the episode?
You do what you want.
Oh, shit. That might get clipped, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
Wow. Wasn't even close.
Really?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Give it to me.
Multiple independently targeted reentry vehicle.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. A missile that has several warheads, each one being directed to different enemy targets.
Yeah, so the best thing about this thing is that instead of shooting a singular nuke, like what I said with Fat Man, so nonchalantly, you get to shoot 8 mini nukes at once. And you just, the whole thing about it is that you have to load all 8.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, when you do, I sent Andy a TikTok the other day of somebody just...
Yeah.
Somebody just letting loose just a whole clip from an experimental.
And
bird.
That was more than 8, brother. Somebody modded
the fuck out of it.
Yes, that was a...
Oh, dude, it went like 20.
Dude, I thought that there was no way that game wasn't going to, break.
The way that you saw every single pixel basically say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good. But, yeah, I mean, this gun, in a game like Fallout, to where you have to deal, like, especially Fallout 3, for me, that was my first experience of Fallout ever.
Me too, yeah.
So, dealing with the rat, I mean, like, the...
Rad scorpions.
The mole rats and the rad scorpions, death claws.
Super mutant behemoth.
Super mutants, like...
There was only, like, 5 behemoths, I think, but they were a motherfucker. Yeah, first time you saw one, you were like, whoa!
Dude, I don't want nothing to do with them motherfuckers.
God, multiple I went 0-4. I didn't get one word of that.
I mean, I didn't expect you to get the V one.
Bro, if it wasn't going to be multiple, it was modified. Let's be real.
Okay, I can run with you on that.
Yeah. I love how I just told myself I'm giving myself a point because it could have been, but it clearly isn't.
I just let you have it.
I appreciate it.
I mean, what the fuck else am I going to say right now?
Nothing.
How about you, man?
Any guesses on my number one?
I figured your number one, Golden Gun.
No, but that was actually a what do we call those?
Honorable mention?
Yeah, it was an honorable mention. right up there with the Wubba Jack, and I had a couple other ones, too.
Okay.
That we'll get at the end, but no. Give you one more guess.
If Master you know, Sword?
Yeah.
Okay.
However, there's so many different iterations of it. So I'm about to say,
like, the iteration
one.
That I know, I would not call OP because it loses charge. You mean because all I really know is Breath of the Wild.
Exactly. So I went with the fully upgraded Master Sword or the Golden Sword in A Link to the Past, which really is the first time you ever actually get your hand on what's considered the Master Sword. Because I don't believe they call it the Master Sword in either of the first 2 Zelda games.
Really?
I don't believe so. So the first appearance is Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past. That's on SNES. That's my second favorite Zelda game of all time. It is 4 times more powerful than the Master Sword when you initially get it. And when you initially get the Master Sword, it's a motherfucker. Because when you play A Link to the Past, when you first get the Master Sword, anytime you have full health, when you swing your sword, it will also shoot like a magic beam out of your sword. So like you don't even need up on an enemy. An enemy could be far away from you. You swing your sword and you can hit him. It would do slightly less damage than if you actually connected,
mm-hmm.
but you could just kill shit from a distance. And then if something took like a half a heart away, you would just have to actually sword fight. But yeah. So it makes light work of all enemies in the game, making some of them 1-hit kills and the vast majority of the rest of them 2 hits to finish them off. But there's like a whole quest to upgrade it. And that's what I like is like, you want this OP weapon. You're going to have to put the work in to get it.
Breath of the Wild did the same thing.
You had the trials. Yeah.
Cause, I mean, there were like 2 levels with the DLC or some shit like that. Right.
It was like the Master Sword trials. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there was like 3 levels of it and you could really, they were hard too.
I was about to say, cause I only did
Like one, you had to kill once. What are those motherfuckers on the? Those like half horse, half. What the fuck are those things called?
I want to call them
an L, right? Lionel, you're right. Yeah, is it Lionel? Lionel's. Yes, you're right. All right.
I'm thinking in my head, like, if you're gonna call something a master sword, I should be able to kill one of those fairly easy with said sword.
Yeah.
Like, so the fact that I was never able to fully kill Lionel with the master sword tells me that
it's not as OP.
It's not what it should be.
Yeah.
Then again, the decaying and breaking mechanic in those games are fucking stupid anyway.
Yeah. It was never my favorite part. So the journey you have to go on to get it. So first of all, in order to even be able to start the journey to getting the golden sword, you have to progress to the fourth dungeon in the Dark World so you can acquire this thing called the Titan's Mitt. Because the way the game works, you have first, I forget what the first version of the mitt is. I think it might just be called the Power Glove, possibly, where once you acquire that, you can start lifting up stones. Okay. Like if they're in your way, because you know playing Zelda games, where you've seen people play Zelda games, you can slash through grass and shit like that.
Yeah.
But if you came to a stone, you couldn't lift it until you had the Power Glove. You would also notice that there were stones that looked the exact same, but they were much darker. Even once you had the Power Glove, you still couldn't lift those yet until you got this thing called the Titan's Mitt, which basically would allow you to lift anything in the game, any stones you could lift. You would have to get the Titan's Mitt. And then there's this place called the Village of Outcasts once you get that, where you see this weird, it's like a fucking frog, it's like a weird frog wearing human's clothes, is basically what it looks like. But it's trapped behind these huge blocks that you otherwise wouldn't be able to lift until you have the Titan's Glove. The Titan's Mitt. Once you lift those things and then that guy tags along, you take him to this part of the Thieves' Town, which is basically in the Dark World. The Thieves' Town is almost kind of like the Dark World's version of Kakariko Village.
Okay.
You would go there, and he asks you to reunite him with his brother. So by the time you get to that point, you have already been given this thing called the Magic Mirror, which is your way to go back and forth between the Light World and the Dark World.
Huh.
So once you use that Magic Mirror with him, you realize he's the brother of a blacksmith. So you then escort him back. You take him to the hut with his brother. They're super fucking happy to be reunited. They offer to upgrade your sword for 10 rupees, which is fucking nothing.
Yeah.
So you pay the... By that point, you've probably maxed out at $9.99 anyway, if you're crazy like me. So you pay the 10 rupees. They say, you know, we'll be done in a little bit. Literally go outside for like a minute, come back in, and then you're given this thing called the Tempered Sword. It basically looks like your Master Sword, but it turns it like orange. And that's twice as powerful as the original Master Sword. One thing I really love about it, though, is like today's day and age, it might not be that cool because you'd expect it. But for like an SNES game to think of the little details was cool because the sound is different when you swing it. Hmm. Like when you swing the first one, it just sounds like the slice of a sword. But when you get the tempered one, it's like, woof, woof. Like it's okay. it's like hefty. I was like, ooh, I like that. So
you hear it cutting through the wind.
Yes. So now once you get that, steps 3 and 4, you do have to beat this palace called the Ice Palace and another one called Misery Mire. Once you do those, it will unlock something special. So this whole time, there's this bomb shop in the Dark World where you can buy normal bombs, and then you see this other bomb that's big as shit and it's orange, but you can't buy it. Once you complete those two, palaces... You go back to that bomb shop, you can buy that super bomb now. When you buy it, literally, it's funny as shit. It literally just like trails behind you almost like it's alive. Like it just follows you. And then like once you hit wherever you hit the A button, it'll pop up on the screen. It'll say 3, 2, and you know to get the fuck out of the way.
It's a super bomb,
right? So
somebody gonna get fucked up.
The Pyramid of Power is what Hyrule Castle is called in the Dark World. So when you go back to the Pyramid of Power, you'll notice there's like a crack in the left side of it. Go over, hit the A button, place that super bomb right in front of that crack, move your ass out the way, and it basically opens, you know, this cave to the best fairy fountain in the entire game. You go into the fairy fountain, you could throw anything in there. You throw your tempered sword in there. Fairy pops out, and basically you just got to be honest. She's like, did you drop this? And you just tell her, yep, I dropped that in there. She basically says, you know, and for being honest and whatnot, I'm going to hook you up.
Oh, shit.
And then she gives you the golden sword. sounds even more husky. It's fucking gold, and that makes it, dude, it's wild. And like I said, it is four times as powerful as the Master Sword, twice as powerful as the Tempered Sword. It is a fucking tank. It is an absolute tank. It's
a
fucking
beast of a weapon, man.
Yeah, and it makes light work of Ganon's castle at the end. They were smart enough that I don't think they made it have an impact on him at the end. Like, I think you probably need the same amount.
That fight just had it to be the same.
I think you had to hit him the same amount of times regardless. Okay. I'm not sure. I could be wrong. It's been a long time since I played that one. But getting through it is fucking cake. Absolute cake. Especially because by that point, if you've gotten all the things you can get and you get the different color mail, like you start with the green tunic. Mm-hmm. If you get the, I don't know if it goes red and then blue or blue and then red, but those affect how much damage you take. So you get the blue one, it cuts damage by a quarter. You get the next one, cuts damage by half. So if you're running through the rest of the game with a sword that does four times as much damage and you're wearing a tunic where you take half as much damage, you're like as early on as God mode as you could get.
Yeah,
in a video game.
Absolutely.
So that's my number one.
That is a fantastic number one.
And like I said, I got some honorable mentions. I don't know if you do, but I got some.
I mean, I like some of the ones that we have on here. Like, so one of the ones that I would easily call an honorable mention for me would be the gravity staff in Halo.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, gravity hammer. There you go.
That's gravity hammer. Was. Yeah.
Yeah, I fucked up on the name. That's why you looked at me weird. But, yeah, dude, the gravity hammer was, like, you were the guy with the sword. Once I was able to find the gravity hammer, I didn't like you having the sword meant nothing because the simple fact of the gravity hammer being able to shoot those sound waves off towards you, as long as I had you in my sights and you didn't sneak up behind me, I was golden. I was easily able to take you out. Granted, most of the time you did sneak up behind me, but still. All right, but who else you got? What else you got?
So I had, like we already said earlier, the Golden Gun. The Golden Gun was definitely one. The Wubba Jack was definitely one. Oh, my God. Oh, the BFG from Doom. And then another one that is way less known that I love, South Park 64, the alien dancing gizmo. You had this fucking thing that you could shoot people with, and it would literally stop them in their tracks for 10 seconds, and they would do this, like, ragtime dance type shit.
What?
It was... Yeah, I'll play it for I'll play it for you after this, because you have to see it to understand. And this is in a game where you have weapons, like, I pulled up, you have weapons like snowballs that you can piss on. Like, you literally have a snowball, and then you hear the whoop, and then all of a sudden it turns yellow. You've got dodgeballs, toilet plunger launchers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a cow launcher. You literally launch fucking cows at people. But this alien dancing gizmo was hilarious.
You saying alien made me think about Fallout again. Fallout 3, the alien blaster.
Yeah, the one that you got to find, like the crashed UFO.
Yeah, because that's there even before.
And you get rads like a motherfucker getting over there.
Yeah, and also.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Oh, yeah, we're all aware. Damn, I got to use a lot of buttons today. I love it. Yeah, dude, that alien blaster was on point.
Go ahead. I was about to say, I got more. I keep going. I got so many.
I know. But I do want to go ahead and throw the mentions that we had on.
Do that, because I don't want to accidentally, like, steal people's. On Twitter.
I mean, look, some of them we already said. So, my boy Blando, he went ahead and said the Vorpal Sword from D&D. I actually do not know that one. I gotta ask. I'm kind of a D&D guy here a little bit, so. I'll ask Mike about it. I'll try to find out. We have the Grimoire Weiss, which is from Near Replicant, and then he said the Energy Sword from Halo. My boy Indiana Ian, he went ahead and said the upgraded Gravity Gun from Half-Life 2.
Love it.
Golden Gun, which is obviously GoldenEye. We already talked about that.
Double love it.
And then another one from a game called Symphony of the Night. It was called the Chrysogrim. Never even heard of it. I've never even heard of that game before, but I'm curious about it. I mean, if it's that OP, I want to know about it.
Yeah.
And then our boy, Ozdog, Mr. Alex himself from Spaghetti Town, he said the BFG from Doom, which makes perfect sense from him. Mm. And you had the Fat Man, which, I mean, again, the Fat Man was good for what it was used for. You know what I mean? The Merv was...
Sometimes you just got to pay respect to the OG, bro.
the Merv is what was really there. You know what I mean? And then he said Blue Shell from Mario Kart games, which, again, if you think about it as, like I mean, if you think about those power-ups as weapons, it makes a lot more sense.
It open if you think of it that way, it opens the door to a lot. Like, think about it. Super Mario Brothers 3, P-Wing, bruh, you want to talk about OP.
Yep.
Literally be able to fly the entire time. And I'm under the assumption that everyone uses it on the same level. When you get to that part at the end, when you got to do all the flying ships and you have that one that goes stupid fast and all of that platforming, it's like, nah, just P-Wing that, bro. Just fly the whole way. Top. All you got to do is make sure that when you land, you don't fucking
go off,
drop yourself off.
See, that was one of the things that at least with Super Mario, they were like, you can fuck around a little bit, but you might find out.
Like, yeah, you can still mess this up.
Yep, yeah, you can still absolutely fuck this up.
What else is there? Oh, the the Hadouken that you can do in Mega Man X. Some people don't know about it.
I don't know about it.
You have to, there's a certain amount of things you have to have going on. One, you have to have a certain amount of lives, I believe, in order to be able to do it. Type in Mega Man X Hadouken. It's literally, it's Mega Man, it's Capcom's nod to Street Fighter. It's on, I want to say it's Armored Armadillo's stage. You have to do this thing at the end. Yep.
Okay, I see it.
Where, yep, and
Armored Armadillo.
Yeah, so you have to have a certain amount of lives. And then at the end of the stage, you basically jump up higher than you normally would to get to the end. And you climb up, you find this light capsule from Dr. Light. I think you also have to have all the other upgrades first that you find.
Do you want
to
know what all the items? Because it has it right here.
I think it's the helmet, the boots.
So.
Yeah, tell me.
Four lives.
Yep.
All the heart upgrades.
Yep.
All the sub tanks.
Yep.
And all weapons.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, once you do that, it's so cool too, because when you go up into the, into that final capsule, as soon as it does the thing, all of a sudden he puts the fucking the red headband on, right? Or the red bandana on.
Yeah.
And he actually says in his little Mega Man voice, he goes, "Hadouken!" Like, you hear it whenever. It sounds just like that too. But if you get that off, it's a one-shot kill on anybody, including bosses. You could hit Sigma with it and kill him in one shot. It's hard to time, and I'm pretty sure you do it the same way you do in Street Fighter. It's like downright X or downright whatever the fuck hit is.
Yeah, shoot.
But he has Hadouken.
Down, left, or right, depending on which way you're looking, and the shoot button.
Yeah.
And that is so fucking great.
It's awesome, dude. The first time I found out about that, I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. Are you pulling it up?
I mean, I just want to see. Because, I mean, like I said, dude, I did pull up a handful of lists, just kind of get an idea. So yeah, I mean, you got like why the fuck is that the weakest?
Oh, Kung Lao's hat.
Oh God, yeah, the razor
hat. Yep. If you're gonna go with that, then I mean, shit. Alex had a field day.
My God, I completely forgot about that.
The ump.
Yeah, the UMP-45.
Yep, everyone loved them.
God, yo, that thing was the most level shot.
Yeah.
And then, like, you mean like this one right here? You had it gold, like, dude, you. People had that thing looking
and laying, dude, the I'm not fuck gonna lie, out. Man. It's tough, but I love me a ballistic knife. I love that thing.
The gun game was so much fun. I wish they would just have that mini game.
Yeah.
Just that. That's all I want.
That's a fantastic one, by the way, that I didn't even think of.
I figured somebody would pick it, so that's why I didn't do it. You got the DK hammer, dude, just for Super Smash Bros.
Just blowing people off the map. Blowing them off the map.
Bullet Bill, that's a good one.
Yeah,
from Mario Kart.
Newer style Mario Kart, yeah.
Pac-Man Energizer.
Oh, what? The fucking, like, the power pill, John? The power-ups that you get to eat the shit? Yeah.
There you go. Got the energy sword.
Of course.
I'm looking at a list from thegamer.com, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's an ad in the bottom right.
Oh, shit.
Oh, it ain't even that. Yeah, maybe we just close this one out.
What? So that's all we got, guys.
I'm trying to think. Is there any other ones before we put this shit to bed?
I'm trying to think. I mean, at least we won't get Dickman no more. I mean, hopefully that was royalty free.
We finna find out. Right. I'm like sitting here trying to think of other games that I've played. I mean, one necessarily isn't necessarily so much the weapon, it's just how you're able to get it once you beat, you know, most of the newer Resident Evil games, the ones that were like you have money and shit like that, and you go back and get like the infinite rocket launcher. That makes it fun.
Yeah, that's when you do like multiple playthroughs though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Definitely, yeah. I can't think of many other games.
I mean, hopefully after we drop this, we might get some more people throwing in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Give us some more. Anthony will go ahead and, on a previously recorded thing, tell you about where you can go ahead and get that information to us. But I want to go ahead and just throw...
We got news.
Such a major motherfucking thank you to every single person who has listened to this. From our moms, sisters, people we've never met, people listening all over the fucking world.
Literally.
Dude, Azerbaijan we had for a while. Like Taiwan, Pakistan, like South Korea, like obviously Japan, like
everywhere.
I mean a little bit in the States, like the love we get in the UK is so fucking phenomenal to me, dude. Like, yo, like, cause that's our number two listenership.
Yeah.
Is the UK. And I'm like, yeah, dude, that warms my heart so much. So bearing the lead here, we have hit a huge milestone that I figured we'd hit, but I didn't think that it would be this cool. I don't know.
I actually thought a little differently. Did I think that we would hit it? Yeah. I thought it would be way further out.
Yes.
Because my brain immediately goes back to the however many episodes in a row we had when we would have six listens and it was the three of us and our wives.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So we have officially broken the 10,000 listen mark on this podcast. And I just want to go ahead and just do one of these.
I really feel like we accomplished something.
Dude, I fucking love that. And
you know why I love it? Because all we're doing is talking about shit that we enjoy.
Yes.
So the fact that, and we said this shit from the beginning, we were like, why the hell is anyone going to want to listen to us?
And that's the funny
I
part.
I still ask myself that question.
I mean, look, after the hiatuses and, you know what I mean, and the skipped episodes, yeah, dude. If somebody said, maybe some other time, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
No worries.
And if someone's just like, yeah, these guys aren't my bag, I get that too.
Dude, look, 100%.
I'm hoping what took hold and what took us from, Jesus, losing my shoes. What took us from, you know, those 3-4 listens to Lord knows when we're really in our bag, how many we, I forget, what were we up to? Like, what was, like, some of the height of what we would get per episode?
Some of our height, we were sitting at about, our highest was, I think, about 50 listens an episode.
So, like, what I'm always hoping happens is, like, you know, podcasts that I like to listen to are ones where I can tell that the people aren't just doing it to do it, like, they're doing it because they actually enjoy what they're talking about.
Yes.
And, like, that comes through a lot when it's not forced. So I'm hoping if people just pick up like, hey, like we like video games. Clearly those guys do.
And I mean,
you know,
through this have also brought up some fantastic friendships, like with Alex and Jacob, you know what I mean? And obviously, I mean, I'm very close with Shelby, you know what I mean? Jacob's wife.
Shelby, Adrian.
Adrian over at, you know what I mean? Oh my God, I can't remember his podcast now.
Bruh.
No. Unknown Games Podcast. Oh my God, Adrian, I'm going to talk to you tomorrow and I'm going to apologize and tell you you'll find out on Monday when you listen.
Don't forgive him.
God damn it.
Not right away.
God damn it. Worst friend.
Dude, one of our most like avid like stream supporters too.
Yes.
He was there every time.
Yes.
Engaging. Yes. Everything.
I love it. I fucking love it. So
yeah, and even like some people that, you know, may have, you know, fallen, you know, by the wayside a bit, but like just because we haven't, you know, talked much with them, but you got like, I remember Lamer Gamers and
yeah, dude. Like, so when we were running the highest with like our listeners and like streaming and everything else, you know what I mean? Hitting that affiliate and all that stuff. Like, yeah, dude, Lamer Gamer was a huge one with us. I mean, What the Famicom. I mean, it's been joking, but going back and forth.
Yeah,
but
I love What the Famicom.
Dude, those guys are for real. Number one, they're Philly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dude, they homegrown like us. Like, yo, I fucking love that. And then, you know what I mean? And then also having just this back and forth. I mean, it's been fun.
But even with, like, the fun back and forth, they've always been there to prop us up, too. Yes. Because, they put our stuff out there.
Always.
And doing this stuff has been able to allow us to, you know, talk to people like Katie. Being able to talk, like, how cool
Katie
was
Osborne,
that?
Which was such a fantastic interview. And then also being able things. To also being able to be a part of Boss Rush.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Which we still are. You know what I mean? Look, dude, we're still part of the family. So, like, and fucking love those guys.
Fantastic creators over there.
Yes, dude, yo, that interview with Celeste was so much fun.
Yes, it was.
That was so much fun.
It absolutely was. She's really good at that too.
Yes,
she is really really good.
Yeah, the 1v1s with her are always fantastic.
Yeah, and you know we've had. I mean, shit. We opened before anyone knew shit about us, we opened up with, you know, getting that interview with Top Shelf Cookie.
Yep.
From winning the NHL.
Yeah, dude, you had that interview and on the website and everything, dude. That was fantastic.
Yeah, like we've been able to meet and talk to a lot of cool people, which is probably the coolest part of all this. Because, like, you
we're
know,
to
the
put a little
like,
bit of merch out.
Yeah, like,
and then people bought it.
Yeah.
People buying shirts and shit. Like, dude, that's another thing that blows my mind.
Yeah, like that people were willing to spend money that they worked for.
Yes.
Just to, you know, support us.
Yeah, so, I mean, look, we ain't going nowhere. We're going to keep going 10,000 more at minimum.
Yo, I got big dreams, man. I got big ideas.
Like, see, the wildest part for me is the simple fact that we hit this in less than 5 years. If you look at the amount of time that we have, less than 200 episodes in less than 5 years. Think of it that way.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. Absolutely insane. And dude, honestly, like, that's another one that I'm so excited for. 200.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know. I mean, might have to figure. I mean, we're going to have to figure something out.
Oh, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, see, when you say that, it scares the absolute shit out of me.
Dude, I'm not going to, like, show my meat to everybody. I'm just like, I'll figure something
Thank
out.
Thank you. All right. So how about we cut that from here, from this episode? We'll let Ant give me finish it out, and then we'll close it out. But this was a fucking awesome episode, man. I'm so glad to have you back, brother.
I'm glad to be back.
All right, Ant, talk with him.
Glorious. It's a glorious day today, and it's Saturday, and we're going to connect with CGC. You can find us at consolegamingcrew.com. You can find us at our email, which is consolegamingcrew@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle, by the way, is @consolecrew. YouTube and Instagram are both consolegamingcrew. If you check us out, check out Boss Rush Network, which is bossrush.net. Great place. There's lots of things you can find there aside from us. Great people. By the way, Twitch should be returning at some point. It is CGC Podcast. We have co-op Mondays, and we're going to do something fancy for Fridays. I don't know yet, but that's where you can find us. And I hope you all have a wonderful day.
And we're back. No. All right, but no, again, yo, 10,000 listens. It is so fucking cool to have that. To have that milestone, like, we appreciate every single one of y'all that listen. So thank you. We love you. And we hope you enjoyed this original episode. You know what I mean? Original content. We're going to have a whole bunch more of these for you.
I hope you stick around for another 10,000.
Yo, you ain't lying. So until next time, y'all, please stay safe. Wash your hands. Do what you got to do to feel good. And that means playing them games, baby. And as always,
game on.
Game on, y'all. Peace. Woo!
This was a show from
Duck Shows Old Maybe Productions.